Martin Newell is one of our county's leading poets. Enjoy his poem, Anthem for Essex, published on his spoken word CD in 2007.
Tilty, Wimbish, Stebbing, Shopland, Chipping Ongar, Ingatestone, all the market towns and hamlets on the rivers Crouch or Colne, west of Walton, east of Easton, Shallow Bowls to Hanningfield, London's bread bin, lungs and love nest, beaches, birdland, wood and weald, Essex, shaxes, sheaves and shield. Here the horsemen met for racing, here the highwaymen were hung, here the painter saw the skyline, here the tide would poke its tongue. In among the samphire saltings, while the sun set sea alight, here the smugglers moved the Malmsey up the creek in dead of night, customs cutter out of sight. Saucy, sexy seaside Essex, driest place in British Isles, where the robbers took retirement when the Sweeney shut the files, home of rock and naughty rhythms, pirates, paramounts and Procol Harum, Hot Rods, Ian Dury, Dr. Feelgood, they were local, with Lee Brillo on lead vocal. Epic Essex, best for bike rides, liberally laced with lanes, pubs to punctuate the peddling, flower baskets hung on chains. Coastal Essex, secret rivers, heron-haunted waterland, where the silver light in autumn lingers for a saraband on the shingle and the sand. Here are tales of long-dead writers, ghostly bikers, missing planes, council gardens, scrapyards, thatches, cricket matches seen from trains. Yellow fields in dazzled springtime, varnished by a Van Gogh sky, blind the copses and the spinneys where the rooks are building high, and the world goes skating by. Where the weather-boarded cottage waits in muddy monochrome, nestling with new commuters and the future coming home. Envious London, stuck in traffic, simmering its quiet desires, senses Essex, spanning, endless, hazier than orchard fires, out beyond those distant spires.
Press the button to listen to the next recording.